cliffcentral.com.
Good morning, it's 9 o'clock, which means it's time for the Just Now Comedy Podcast. Dave Levinson, Eric Janssen, and Brandon Mackay.
Hello.
Hi, what is the show about, Eric?
The show is about everything that's about nothing at the same time.
What is it really about? I mean, like, in a real sense.
Oh, in a real sense. We talk about things and stuff. No, I'm joking. Okay. We cover topics.
It's nice that you know.
And we make it funny. We are the comedians and we interview normal people in the street.
Yes.
And find the funny through.
Can you put it in a sentence? What is the Just Now Comedy Podcast?
But that's what I just did.
No, you said we talk about things and we talk about fun.
Oh, yeah. We interview normal human beings that are not necessarily comedians.
Yes. And, but do we talk about the comedy industry? What's going down?
Talk about what's happening. The business in the comedy industry. Sometimes.
Who's doing what?
Who's doing what?
Who's doing well?
And why are they doing themselves?
Okay. We need a shorter. Like, have you ever heard of something called the elevator pitch?
No.
If you're stuck in an elevator, who's your hero?
Nobody.
Yeah.
That button
so
I
ridiculous.
Pressed. That button number one. Like,
no, who's your hero in comedy? Who are you pitching something to? Have you got a show you want to do or something?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm still.
All right, I'll speak to Brandon. He seems to be more forthgiving.
No, you can.
Forthgiving. You're stuck in the lift with someone, a famous person. Who do you look up to?
And you got to pitch them.
No. You, let's go with
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm in the lift. You've got an idea that you want to sell me. You've got from floor 5 to the ground floor. That's an elevator pitch. Say now you're in the lift with Bill Gates, Bono, fucking Dalai Lama. You've got to be able to pitch it in five floors. That's the key that I'm asking. What is the Just Now Comedy Podcast? You took
okay,
too long.
You do it.
But now.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out. Because I wake up in the morning and go, what is this thing?
Yes. I've got an elevator in my building. No one talks to each other.
Yeah.
If the door opens and you're standing in there, people's eyes just go big and they're like, oh, shit.
There's obviously an American.
Another human being.
Damn it.
Probably an American concept where their floors are like 30, 40 floors.
Yeah, we've got like 7 max.
Yeah.
And then you have to leave. Unless you're in the Carlton Center, then it's just 50 floors.
But
one elevator only goes to the 50.
Then your pitch is like, please don't kill me.
Yeah, your pitch is just,
I had myself up at home.
So now, but what the idea is like make it short, sharp, and get the idea across that the person buys into it.
The Just Now Comedy Podcast. We interview the everyday human being who is not necessarily funny, and we make it funny.
Have you got any music coming onto your thing here?
Me
onto
coming
your
on.
Thing.
Hey, there we go. That's the button.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, cool. But these are microphones. What are these ones?
The three are these.
So what
three.
If I have a guest? Can I put this one?
Yes.
I don't have a guest. But the reason why I'm also doing this is because I was thinking about our industry. Have you had any gigs lately?
I did the Sandton Comedy Club yesterday.
What is that?
The Hard Rock Cafe.
That's quite... It's interesting because it's going to get there. And I like the guy that's in charge, Asian K.
Yeah, K and Mumsy.
Is Mumsy not in there?
Yeah, Mumsy's...
Well, then we're going to get paid late.
I got paid on the day. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm just like,
really?
Yeah, I got my money, son.
Really?
Yeah, I got paid on the day. No, but it's also because I made a fuss. Like before.
No, you've got it. You've got to say, well, how much is it? Can I get my money? Now that I know Mumsy's involved, lekker ook, but I need to. It's just a little issue with payment.
Bitch, so, I have my money.
Bitch, better have my money. Yeah. Shots fired.
Nah, I'm joking. No, but it was.
So you did Sandton Comedy Club. What is that on Wednesday nights?
No. It's normally on Tuesday nights, but they messed up on the poster and they put it on the 29th.
Welcome to Mumsy's world.
So yeah, it became.
So
a
they messed up the poster and then they just changed.
How many people came to the show?
Yeah, like 12.
Yeah.
And 6 of them were brought by Clay, who did an open spot in the beginning.
Okay, but that, so it wasn't a great gig then.
No, it was good.
No, but it's gonna get there. The room is nice. Get there. He should maybe put the stage on the long side of the room instead of the sides.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't tell people what to do.
Yeah,
let's work it out.
Yeah, yeah. They must
sick of giving jobs. Advice on how to do comedy gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night I was at the Beer House in Centurion.
How was that?
Also different because they sold tickets and they were gonna have it upstairs, theater style seating. Everyone can see the comedian. It's like now the Beer House in Centurion. Have you ever been there?
Never.
Used to be an old Firkin.
Okay.
So it's basically Firkin is like Spur for adults.
Oh.
So it's a lot of tables and booths. The Firkin, remember the Firkin?
No, I don't know what it
is. Firkin is like a keg and beagle kind of vibes,
okay.
But very much booths with those big railings. So you sit in a booth and you have a railing. Then it's another level like this. Then there's around the corner, there's tables all down there. Tables down. They put the stage by the door, like you're almost like in a cage. Everything that you can go wrong with a gig, the lighting was there, everyone's there to watch the football. Mm. So all the stuff that you don't want at a gig. And Warren said to me, let's just do this, let's just try. They want to do it, and we had a fantastic gig.
Oh, that's blazing.
Very lucky.
That's dope.
Tumi Meraki. That's the future of the world.
Headlined.
That's what gave me the idea for today's show.
Oh, okay.
Tamir headlined.
Yeah.
And then while she was headlining, I was talking to a couple of other comedians at the side there.
Yeah.
And we just said, like, let's do this episode. What do we call these things? Podcasts.
Yeah.
Brandon? Episode 5.
Do you know that Facebook said we've been doing this for a year? And I was like, no.
Really?
So,
wow, thanks.
Because the first 17 of them, we really were drunk for those. We didn't actually know what to
do.
You arrived at my house and then we went straight here.
Yes, we started drinking beer. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
So there's two things we're going to do, just so people know. We're going to phone Gino Fernandez. He's going to give a rundown of all the comedians that are at the Graham Sound Festival.
Okay.
Because Graham Sound Festival this year, they said, is quite a big comedy.
Yeah, there's
year.
a lot of big comedy and stuff.
But I don't.
Happening.
Yeah, I'm going to find out from Gino who's doing what and who's where.
Okay.
Then the health of the comedy industry. That's
okay.
Today's theme.
The health of the comedy industry.
No, because remember I said we're going to interview guys climbing Kilimanjaro?
Yeah. And I asked if I should
he
bring rocks.
He got nervous. Yeah, I don't know why he asked. I'm sure he doesn't want to see rocks.
That's, he should.
No, he's seen enough.
Accustomed to that shit. It's like people coming to us and going like, hey, I've got
a joke
for you.
You
can use it on...
He's going to love you. You're going to give him a rock.
No, yeah.
But that's... we're not going to... We're also going to interview... There is a kid that does motivational speaking. He lost his arm rock mountain climbing. And now he speaks to young kids about following their dreams and doing stuff. So that's another guy that I want to speak to.
Is it that guy from...
No, it's a different... Not he had
27 hours.
The same kind of vibe. But this rock sheared his arm off completely. There was no waiting. This would happen in seconds.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Yeah, they had to just stop the beating and get him off the mountain. But the 127 hours is interesting. What
that
would you
is,
do?
I'd shit myself repeatedly.
I blame the... Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Would you just shit yourself?
James Franco. You just chilled there.
No, but those two, did you see the two chicks that he met before the accident?
Yeah.
I blame them.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't concentrating after he saw ass.
Yeah. It was front and center in the mind.
Mind, yeah.
Just
you can't mountain climb with
dumb,
ass on your mind.
As soon as I'm done climbing these rocks, I'm
exactly.
going to climb that ass.
That's what he said. I'll meet you at the bar.
Ass.
Shame, man.
And then now he's not got an arm. He's missing an arm. Yeah.
Hand. Did he use his whole hand?
Lost arm, like from...
Oh, just, and he sawed it off just, with a pocket knife.
With the Swiss Army knife.
Oh, my jeez.
That takes skill. And
dedication.
And then
dedication.
Yeah.
Brandon's going
to
go,
not stop halfway.
Yeah.
And go, fuck, this is actually really sore. Like,
fuck
what
it,
the hell am
I
doing?
But do you
yeah,
think,
no,
do you also like think, the guy said the adrenaline, and also because it was under that rock for long enough, it had actually
like
lost a lot of feeling.
Yeah.
But still, you saw your arm.
I'd like to see the inside of your arm.
What is that, 48?
I got stitches in my hand.
Okay.
I got stitches in the palm of my hand. Yes. I was stitched. And it was also quite weird to watch the guy do that. I felt like 27 hours or whatever it was. And then, because we were possibly drunk, I'm not saying we were.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I asked the guy where you're from, and he said, I'm from Tunisia. So then, instead of being cool and asking about, nice, you know, where Star Wars was shot there, something interesting to talk about, I said, have you got, can I see your papers? I was in Margate Hospital.
Oh my God.
The joyous nature.
Because it was obviously...
That was your first problem.
It was a golf
in
tour.
Margate.
It was a golf tour.
That is beautiful. That's the most South African thing you could have done, actually. Because if you think about it, like xenophobia is like up there on the list when it comes to foreigners. It's either that or buying drugs from them.
Yeah,
okay,
well, I mean,
drugs,
he's Tunisian, so he's
from?
Like, yeah,
go
but
back.
You're Nigerian. What
come
the
back.
Hell?
He doesn't
us,
look.
Yeah.
He looks like sort of. He looked foreign, so he looks not foreign, not from South Africa. Like a well tanned, little beard, good looking Tunisian young man.
Okay.
But when I said, and he's busy stitching. I don't know if you've ever been stitched in your hand. There's a lot of nerves there, and you can see, that, you know, when Darth Vader took his helmet off.
Yeah.
Well, you can no see how your hand works. You go, well, there's a tendon, there's a bone,
yeah.
And I'm busy like opening it and closing it, bleeding. And he said, I'm just going to stitch your hand. I'm like, what? Do I get anesthetic? He goes, no, there's not much. There aren't many nerves in the hand. Turns out there are.
Yeah. You are there lots, man.
Now, from that day, I don't trust Tunisians.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with
it.
It's a health-related issue.
WhatsApp us.
What did he do? Yeah,
yes.
WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line. 079-748-2090.
That's
what
truth.
I do like is that at least the Gareth Cliff Show gets WhatsApp, so we know that it works.
We can just read this.
Just read this. Been off for 3 weeks to write board exams. So glad to listen to you guys again. We'll take that.
Yeah, no, thanks.
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 844-00812.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. You're a great guy, person, human.
Yeah. I love that.
We missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Something said here. There's
what's that?
Someone called Dave from Edenvale. That's our guys. You know those bunch of guys who have 1610 tattooed on their ankles?
Oh, yeah.
To like really say,
I'm
in Edenvale.
Edenvale?
Yeah.
1610. Oh,
and there's a beer in Edenvale called Vale Ale.
The Vale Ale.
And on the bottle, it's 6% alcohol. And it says, "Don't say we didn't fucking warn you." That's on the label.
Oh, so gangster.
That's more than Reiche Park. What have they got?
Reiche Park, we just have black. You do have black label.
But don't you mix it with something, with HTH or something?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. We stopped after that last kid.
Have you spotted Eric's growing up in front of our eyes?
What do you mean I'm growing up in front of
you? You were just a baby when you started doing this. And now you answer questions with intelligence. He's got muscles. You're growing up, my boy.
Thanks.
We're like two proud, dysfunctional dads.
Yes.
you guys are my gay dads. This is amazing.
Well, no, we're not your gay dads. If we are the gay dads, Brandon's the girl.
you are a lot cuter than me. Yeah. You have to be the female.
I'm hairier.
You are tighter than me.
Well,
I'm older. That's all. No, I haven't had
that
much.
That is so disgusting.
But this is good, because we're on a sort of health track. Now, yeah. What we're going to do is phone Gino Fernandez if this works.
Let's do that.
So chat amongst yourselves. Yeah. The health issues go like this, Eric. When I was talking to me.
Yes.
I figured out, how do you test? So it's winter now.
Yeah.
We're all worried about flu and things
like that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She had the flu shot.
Yeah.
Taking echinacea and all these things.
Yeah.
Then I said, how's your health? Because I think comedians, we do this job where we work at night. There's drinking, obviously, if you want to.
There's a lot of drinking.
Just only the nighttime working. Then you also have a full-time day because you're going to meetings, checking your emails, fetching your kid, doing something. So your wake hours are much longer than a working person.
Than a normal person, yeah.
So we're more susceptible to
disease
and viruses.
And you're also sitting in rooms with people
and you're meeting people afterwards. Yes. You can get the diseases from.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because if you think about it, we're awake for 22 hours a day. Well, some of us.
I consider my kid was at school
only
today.
Sleep for 2 hours. Some people wake up.
I took my kid to school half past 5 this morning.
There we go.
No, not half past 5. We were up at half past 5.
I was just going
to
say,
I'll have three. I'll have three meetings.
You do not like your son.
Get out of here.
Fetch
him from school.
It's not even open, Dad. I don't care. Wait.
Go to a meeting and then have another meeting at 2 and then a golf day at 3. And then Italian club tonight, which will be at 10. So that's more than 12 hours.
Right. And then. After that, you get home and you can't sleep immediately.
Watch a series.
You're hungry. You're watching a series. You're catching up on work you didn't do. You're reading other emails. When you look again, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's
and then you need to sleep.
Now, means is that as a doctor, we'll tell you that your body's more awake, can get more germs coming in.
Yeah.
Because when you sleep, you have mucus and things that take over that trap the germs. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do.
And you get sleep in your eyes. You get eye snot.
Eye snot, yeah. That's where pink eye also comes from, yeah.
Pink eye doesn't come from eye snot.
He's checking now. He's like,
pink eye comes from fecal matter that's floating.
Yeah, and putting your face between strip titties.
So the health issues, Brandon, as a man, how's your health?
My health is perfect.
How many
it's
hours
not really,
a day
hey,
do
let's,
you sleep?
Let's be honest, it's not. You drink a lot. For
drink.
A young man.
Well, yeah.
And also, Brandon had a birthday. Can we just say birthday, please?
Happy birthday
to me.
How old are you now?
I'm now 35.
Fantastic, man. Wow. Did you have a good birthday?
You don't look at it.
Because when I came home.
A day over 26, you do not
look. I came home, you were watching. For some reason, people don't know that I've moved in with you now.
Yes.
Because if we're going to be Eric's dad, we have to get a home environment for him.
Yes. We want him to come from a stable environment.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So we moved into this spot. Yes. And when I came home. On Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, you were asleep on the chair watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So do you know what actually happens in Breaking Bad?
Hold on.
You fall
asleep
in episode
12.
Before
you carry on, what season are you on? Where
season 5.
I've
only got 2 episodes to go, so I'm trying
to sleep. I watched them last night.
Do you have the things like downloaded and stuff? I'm going to buy a hard drive and give it to you.
It's illegal to talk about that on this show.
I don't care.
We want people to download our stuff.
Download our stuff. The way we download series. Because I'm watching the reruns every Thursday on Sundance TV.
Sundance.
Channel on DS. It's a new channel on DSTV. So they just play the repeats. And yesterday was the what do you call it? End of season 1 and the beginning of season 2. They played 2 episodes.
Of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. So I saw
He's a machine, eh?
I saw the episode where Walt came out of the house when that guy just rocked up outside. He's like, "What are you doing here?" And then Tucko just got up behind the seat and said, "Get in, man."
Who's Tucko?
Yeah. Tucko's one of the gangsters.
Is his brother or sister married to a cop?
His wife's
the cop alive still?
Wife's brother.
Is the cop alive?
I can't say.
Yeah, please.
Because I watched. Here's the problem. You fell asleep, and I watched episode 16.
You watched the last episode.
I watched the last episode, and you know that I've never seen Breaking Bad. Guess what episode I watched?
The last one.
Now ask me anything. That's what I want to start doing. when you watch, you guys all, it's 5 years' time, I'll watch the last episode of Kings and Queens of America, whatever, Game of Kings. And then I'll be like, Kings of guys, Thrones. I saw what happened.
What?
Anyway.
Jon Snow died.
The reason we want to talk about health, so I'm going to phone Gina Fernandez to get an update. Grahamstown Festival this year has got so many comedians at it, but I figured it was more like a Cape Town comedy festival.
Rob Van Vuren is doing like 49 shows.
He's doing 64 shows?
Look at that. That is a fuckload of shows.
Jesus. How long is the festival?
65 shows.
Plus, like plus he also directs and produces other people's shows. Can we have Rob Van Vuren on this show? No, we can't. He doesn't have time.
Yeah. Van Vuren is literally too busy to be doing no shit. Because you said when we went down to Sun City, you did the Edenville
Comedy Festival. I'll go to that.
Ah, damn it. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Check what's on your mind.
Is it the Edinburgh?
Edinburgh. No, he didn't. He did Fringe Festival.
Some Fringe
did
Festival.
Two shows there and then hunted for stages.
Yes. They had like sidewalk stages that he performed at during the day just because they were there.
Jeez.
He said he ended up doing something like 70 shows while he was at
school. Gino. How are you? Can you talk loud?
Morning.
How are you? Hear me now. Hear me now. Okay, how are you?
I'm good.
Excellent, man. We got to get your voice quality up on our machine, which will happen. We're going to do that now. So, good morning. Welcome to Friday.
Welcome to Friday, Gino Fernandez. How are you?
Do you know who that
morning?
Is?
Oh, Eric.
I love that he knows my voice. How's it, Gina?
It's so nice when two colored oaks talk to each other and they can understand.
No, because Dave, you're the only other person that Dave does this.
Okay, now, Eric, we've got a doctor, Alvain Fashir, arriving here. So, just so you know.
Is he?
Yeah, his name's Alvain Fashir, and he's a health expert. Alvain from. So if you recognize who he is, just don't say who he is, but his name's Alvain.
Okay.
And he works for, he's got his own private medical aid. So listen, Gino.
I've got a.
What, have you got any problems?
I've got a psychologist called Dr. Alvain.
You don't. Alvain.
But Alvain is what I use.
Alvain for your heroin. Okay. Gino, how's your skateboard?
It's fine. It's not lonely anymore
because
there's two now.
You got two skateboards. That's when you know things are doing well for Cape Town comedians, when they can afford a second skateboard.
Two skateboards.
Yeah. So now, Gino, I saw you had a little Instagram. You're kind of making little videos now. I'm very impressed with your editing prowess.
Yeah. Is that available for my phone?
Have you got a little app?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you using?
I've got three apps, so each one does a different thing, and then I just combine it in one.
No, man, that's futuristic. What are the three apps called to just help out people?
But then
everyone can.
I can't do that. Secret.
I see what you did there.
I'm kidding, man. One is called Pixomatic. That's where you can cut out the images.
Where did you say Flixomatic or Tixomatic?
Pixomatic.
Okay, I know there is an app in Cape Town called Tixomatic. Which is basically your dealer just delivers on WeChat or something. Okay, so you have Tixomatic.
CD delivery. And then Splice.
Okay, Splice, most people have.
That's the GoPro app. And then the other one is called Alive.
Okay, cool. That's good because this turns out into our tech section. So we've got those three apps, Alive, Splice, and Tixomatic.
Pixomatic.
Oh, not like tick. Sorry, I keep hearing tick when Gino speaks. Okay, so that's our tech thing. Can you tick that off, please, that we do actually do a tech section when we get our clients?
Yes.
If they want products tick. No, tech section. Now, listen, Gino, we have got a health expert in the studio with us. So we're going to talk about the health industry and how healthy the comedy industry is. Now, speaking about that, tell me who's at Grahamstown Festival this year. Just run through some names.
Well, Angel Campy, the KG Mohadi, TJ Benson is doing his debut one-man show.
Okay, is he from Cape Town or Durban? Cape Town boy.
From Cape Town.
Okay.
I just know the Cape Town guys that's going up.
I'm sensing that only Cape Town guys are going up because there's no Jabu comics there, are there?
Mojack is there. Dylan is going down.
Local.
Dylan as well?
Yeah, Dylan's also going up.
And, okay.
Noyusa Madinga's there. Skulk Beside Note is there as well.
They
why did we waste a phone call with Gino?
No, I just know the
You know, Gino, let me tell you about Eric Johnson. You say, Eric, how's things going? He goes, ah, nothing's happening, nothing's going. Then when we phone someone in Cape Town, Eric's like, hey, there's this information, and now he's got everything. What are, this is a waste of a phone call, Gino. Sorry,
you know,
man.
You laughed so loud, but we heard you through the soundproof glass.
So, Gino, wait, so carry on. KG, what's KG show called?
I don't sound like that, man.
KG show is called Heavier.
Heavier.
Put the show together, like, come and do it. It's very funny.
Okay, cool. Because you obviously, you run the Armchair Theatre, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and what other gigs have you got going?
Pizza Shack.
The Pizza Shack.
I can actually skate to that gig.
That's how you work out how to do gigs. If you can skate there, if it's downhill, you charge the guy.
Yeah, and also to work in Joburg because it's you don't get high. It's anti-hijack. And
what, the anti-hijack skateboard is fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else?
Up and use it as a weapon.
So, what happened to the guy? He was beaten to death with a skateboard by a comedian. Did those guys practice their shows at the Armchair Theatre?
Yeah. Okay. Well, they come in and out. I mean, to try some new bits as well.
Okay.
Baylon Oliver is doing his Facebook radio show as well.
Jeepers, that's a lot of Cape Town comics. No wonder I can't find comics to interview on the show. I mean, no offense to you, Dr. Cormain.
Am I allowed to speak?
Yeah. So, at 9 o'clock. Yeah. That is distant.
Gino, I've got a doctor. I think you're a health specialist, they call it.
Yes.
Okay. So I have a health specialist here. Do you have any questions in terms of your health? How's your, let's talk proper physical health. How are you doing, Gino?
I'm fine. Well, I'm not smoking at the moment.
You're doing
I'm
what?
I'm breathing. So I'm,
you're breathing?
I'm,
okay.
I'm smoking at the moment and I'm still breathing. So
okay, is there smoking a big thing? Do comedians that smoke live longer?
Yes. Well, what you get is... comedians generally qualify for chronic illnesses, but in this case, this is a medical scheme plan that was devised by Dr. Dre. So when we say chronic, we refer to Dacha. Most comedians, they do qualify for chronic illness cover.
Give me a list. Gino, give me a list of top healthiest comedians in Cape Town.
You can call it chronic. Cover because we get paid just enough to buy a gram of coffee.
That's how Gino works out how much to pay the comedians. However, the price is of the banky, that's what the comedian gets.
Look, as a medical aid specialist, I have to be honest. It's very difficult to cover Cape Town comedians because they can't afford the premiums.
What is your premium on your skateboard, Gino? Monthly.
Well. I do have a premium skateboard. That's about it.
Has our insurance helped you with insuring the wheels and?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, they don't cover that.
Okay,
that
listen. Do you
see?
Give
see
me a
they,
list.
They, comedians often they get out bonuses. In this particular case, the out bonus is if you get stopped by a police officer and you're drinking and driving, you get an out bonus if you tell them a joke.
Okay, I see. Yeah. I've had that happen to me.
Yeah.
Five jokes he wanted.
Five?
Five. I had to tell one joke to each cop. Then I got let off. Do you have five jokes ready, Eric? No, you don't.
Nah. He doesn't have five jokes. We've been reviewing his profile.
We've been reviewing his profile on what is your medical aid scheme, medical aid specialist thing called? What is it called again?
Life after death medical insurance.
LOD.
Yeah.
LAD.
Yeah.
I like it. It's got a ring to it.
The LAD system.
I think Cape Town's our bonus is when you come to Joburg and then we make enough money for bail.
Okay, now Gino, give me a quick list before we say goodbye to you. Give me a list of the five most unhealthiest comedians in Cape Town. Start with the obvious ones. Martin Davis.
The most unhealthy.
Most unhealthiest comedians in Cape Town.
All of us.
Okay. Gino, we're going to phone you back.
Except Carl.
Who?
Except Carl Weber and Baylon Oliver, because Baylon Oliver is a fitness guy.
Okay.
And Carl recently started his
Is he still? So we're going to keep an eye on him. Alvin, are you going to keep an eye on him? Do you know Carl Weber?
Yeah.
Very large. Weber, because he's got
originally from Bloemfontein.
Really?
Which puts him in a different category because there aren't a lot of funny people from Bloemfontein.
Angel's moving there next week.
Is it? She should.
Now listen, Gino, sorry we woke you up. You sound very healthy this morning. So we're going to put you on the list of five most unhealthiest comedians in Cape Town. We'll see how you go. you can maybe get on the South African list because we are having the Healthy Comics Choice Awards. We're going to have it at a gym.
Yeah.
At Dischem. We're going to drink some grass, flavored grass that you put in a blender.
At Gowide Virgin Active.
Okay, cool. We're going to have
another gig. That's liquor.
Not a gig, Gino. Calm down. Ladies and gentlemen, Gino Fernandez, we woke him up rudely. I think that was it. Thank you, my boy.
If you want to be awake at this time.
Go have a cigarette, and enjoy Cape Town, and have some water. Bye.
Love you, Gino.
Cheers. Love you, Gino.
Bye, Eric and Doctor and Dave.
Doctor. Eric, yeah, Brandon's also here. Okay.
And Brandon.
Okay.
Sorry, I just said goodbye because my phone doesn't really
canceled
work.
Canceled your face. Yeah, it's done.
So let's go.
Yes.
Dr. Alvin, good to have you here.
A lot of people don't know that there is a specialist avenue for medical aid specifically for
I only found it out this morning.
Yes.
When I phoned you.
Yes. I've decided to specialize in this field. I'm a bit of a joker myself. I am qualified.
A doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you said you're a doctor.
And then, the thing is, I started as a medical rep, and then I worked my way up to doctorate. Yeah, through INISA.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
38.
How long did it take you to get your degree?
16 years.
Okay, so you started straight out of school.
See, but the thing is, I'm a bit of a joker myself. My name is Alvin. My wife's name is Vera. So in the morning, she goes, Mora Alvin, I go, Allo Vera. Oh.
And then she sits on your face, and it's good for your skin.
Yes, it is, actually.
She does that with me, too.
Yeah.
What? Wait, huh?
No, but see, the thing is, I mean, there's a lot of different tiers of medical aid that's afforded to comedians. Like, for example, we've got an open spot cover. Nice. It's a relatively cheap premium. Basically, you get free medical aid. But when you visit a doctor, you only get 5 minutes with them.
And most guys go over that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying, you've got a thing called the open mic cover.
Yes.
And it's free, but you've got 5 minutes with the doctor.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Seven if you're lucky.
In the waiting room.
But then after 7 minutes, he could be in the middle of writing a prescription and he just chases you out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, so you never really get
your
fixed. Yeah. Okay.
See, the problem with comedians is in most cases
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
This sounds like one of those jokes where a guy goes, the problem with white people or black people.
Comedians are ostracized people.
Okay, go.
The majority of problems we see with comedians are psychological in nature. So there's a lot of therapy involved, predominantly for their children.
Yes.
And it is
the children they know they have.
A lot of people don't understand that being a comedian, it is a pre-existing condition. You know, it starts with someone telling you you're really funny around the braai, and then it just escalates.
And then the first joke's free.
Yeah. And then we have the middle tier kind of
cover,
which is generally this is a difficult to afford
to support
kind of premium, because these are comedians that like they'll do the opening slot at Parker's or they regularly MC. Our guideline is Hannes Brimmer, and I know you just went, who's Hannes Brimmer exactly? These are guys who quit their day jobs and think they can become full time comedians.
And no one's ever heard of them.
Yeah.
No one knows at all.
No, yeah,
so that's good. So is that cover called the Hannes Brimmer Intermediate cover?
Intermediate cover. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Cool. And what does that get you?
That gives.
How much do I pay for that?
You pay R1,000, which gives you, which also allows you to enter the Comics Choice Awards.
Okay, and you can go to Parker's.
That is a bonus, and you get the opening slot at Parker's.
Or,
so you can leave early.
Cape Town, it's only 800. Please.
Yeah, because it's Cape Town. I mean, we have to because they
deduct 200.
They're driving around
thousand
rand.
Skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for 1,000 rand, I get cover as the Hannes. This is called the HBI.
Yeah. Yes,
that
is
intermediate
the official.
Is it?
And naming of it. Yes.
I'm so into this now. And as a practitioner, as a medical aid specialist, do you recommend the Hannes Brimmer?
I do. However, if you're in that particular tier, you have to accept that your premium's never going to change, which is a good thing. You're going to stay there, same jokes for year after year.
Do you know what I found? I was on the Hannes Brimmer.
Yes.
But I didn't get it.
Oh. Not many people do.
It took me an hour to read through the stuff.
It has a rather small audience. You know?
I just didn't get it. I'm like, what is going on here? And halfway through the I was reading how many pages is that? It's a PDF.
It's 28.
On page 14, it went into Afrikaans.
Yes.
In the middle of the thing.
Yeah. It's a bilingual policy.
And then at the end of it just said, fuck swans.
And see, the thing is, and there's people who fall in this category often suffer from a lot of envy. You know, particularly towards Skulk Poseidon, who they claim is stolen Sivin, their audience.
Sivin Gesi.
Yeah,
he's doing Afrikaans comedy now.
Yes, he is.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So he's got Eric's attention away from the phone.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
We normally have, nah.
But you see, Sivin Gesi also, he gets Uber cover for if he beats up someone, an Uber driver, you know.
That's right.
Because not only do we provide medical aid, we also provide legal aid in some cases.
Because Siv's involved in a lot of road rage incidents.
Yes.
For no reason. People stop him in the street and go, hey, I do not like you. Yeah. And he's like, sorry, man, that's not me. Yeah.
See, Dave, I'm glad I'm talking to you because you're falling into an interesting category.
My cover.
Yes. Because you are progressing in age. And see, the thing is, and you have to think ahead.
Can Brandon put his finger in my bum now?
Yeah. Yes. That's his test.
Because what happens is to a lot of comedians, and you're not there yet, but you're approaching it, but as they go over the age of 80, what happens is there's a chalkification of their funny bones. So they become racist, they become angry.
What chalkification?
And then their gallbladder produces excess amounts of gall, so they become bitter.
Yay. So I'm in that category.
You're almost there, so you have to be careful. I mean,
but I mean, I'm not.
Do you have special covers for these?
No, people? No, you're not. But yet. That's what happens when you turn 50.
I am rather
bitter,
and really.
Your funny bone just disappears. And a lot of comedians live under the impression that laughter is the best medicine, so then they never get cover.
Because they think they're going to be okay.
The most easily insurable comedian in South Africa is Riyad Musa. Because he's a doctor himself, so he can fix himself.
So he pays a low premium.
Very low premium.
And just gives it all, whatever money he makes, he just gives to his wife.
And then you've got someone like Dave Newton. Dave Newton, who lives in LA, and we know about the gangster violence there.
Yes, and he's a healthy, good-looking.
He is a healthy guy.
But what's his premium like?
It's actually quite high.
Funny. His funny bone wasn't even
because
there.
He lives in LA, he could be the victim of a gangbang at any time.
Gang violence, you mean?
Yes.
He is doing bukkake comedy.
And then also because he's a known joke thief, he's at risk of being fucked up by other comics.
By Siv. Oh, no, that's his... No, they're
in cahoots.
Okay. Now, you seem to know a lot about the comedy because I like the fact that you do medical aid for comedians.
Yes.
Can I have a list? Let's do it for now. There's five things that the World Health Organization looks at.
Yes.
At a country.
Okay.
So there's obviously economic health. Then there's general disease. So they're looking for water-based diseases, dysentery, all those things. Then obviously there's AIDS and TB. Yeah. And then they look at body physical health.
Yes.
And then obviously mind.
Yeah.
So let's go through the country. How we get it out of 10? Can you rate us out of 10? Money.
Money? I would say we're at a healthy 7.
And the rest.
Yeah. That's a good friend of mine, the love doctor.
There you go. Oh, he does love.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to speak to him.
Yeah. He's known as Cornei. And his nurse is Twaki, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah. The love captain.
Economically,
In the industry now, eh? How are we doing?
Well, once again, there are different tiers. I mean, you are judged on your corporate sellability. That determines how healthy.
So, would you call that the Hannes Brimmer scale?
Yes. The industry at large, I think, is relatively in a good position, where we have seen over the course of the last 2 or 3 years, in Gauteng at least, that gig rates have gone up slightly.
More corporates.
It's in Cape Town.
Timmy Ruck is working at a proper radio station now, getting his contract salary. Yeah. So how are we doing from a scale of
from Couch Ninja to Trevor Noah?
Okay, go. That's a good scale.
Yeah.
Okay, so from Couch Ninja to Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Where's the average? The average comedian is in this country. Let's talk about England, America, Croatian comedy.
Somewhere
scene.
In between Couch Ninja and Trevor is where the general comedian resides.
Oh, really? You just got out of that one.
It's a big scale.
That's a giant scale.
It's actually a very large scale.
Yeah.
If it was a
George Cuda, between George Cuda and Mel Miller. That's the scale.
George
an older man.
Yes, but
and a young Zimbabwean.
But that's sort of
exactly
the same. So how are we in the industry? Are we over? Are we passing? Pass rate's 40.
It's a little seasonal.
Okay, disease.
So you'll find comedians are doing well financially in the months of October and November.
Because of corporate.
Yes, and then January, February is a fuck up. Then they'll take any gig they can get. They'll be willing to do the Rock Paradise.
Yeah.
The Hard Rock Cafe, the Sandton Comedy Club.
Yes.
Where they put the wrong date on the poster and no one comes.
Yeah.
And you know what? When they put the right date, no one comes. Welcome to the Sandton Comedy Club.
Look, I mean, for any comedian, there's always the potential for imminent death.
So that's what we're talking about, death. Yes. So disease-wise, we've talked to economy. We passed rate 5.
Where
how many comedians are diseased?
All of them are.
We could do another scale here.
Yeah. Comedians under the age of 25.
Who's the Dave Levinson?
Yeah. From the stiffest comedian to the cleanest comedian.
Yeah.
So Eric Johnson has no visible diseases. He's got a pimple.
I've seen on Instagram, we saw a photo of his back. It's big, it's got muscles.
Is it? Was that your back?
Yeah, that's my back, son.
Holy moly. It's a tattoo on it.
Yeah.
Is your back tattooed?
Got three of those,
You're 21. Yeah. So that's dirty. Sorry, he has fouled his skin. That is not.
That is unacceptable.
I want a clean comedian.
Yeah.
Cleanest comedian?
Napster.
Barry.
Barry Hiltz. Oh, Barry. Mark Palmer.
Mark Palmer.
From Mark Palmer to Dave Levinson, how are we doing on the SIF scale?
Not the SIF scale.
SIF for overseas listeners that don't send us any fucking messages.
Well, Dave, you know John Blissmas. You know what I mean? You're not that SIF.
Visibly, you can see something's on. His disease is growing on him.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, just it's a rotting of the mind that generally occurs with comedians.
All right. So then let's move on to the next thing, which is actual physical bodies. Can you give me a list of 5 healthy comedians in South Africa?
5 healthy comedians
that you look at them and go, oh, I want to be like that. He runs, he eats healthy.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke.
Well, there's Martin Jonas is doing okay. He's doing better.
Martin Jonas is.
He walks a lot and goes and travels. Yeah.
Okay,
so he's surprisingly healthy.
All right.
There was a time where it was touch and go, but right now he's doing
okay,
well.
Okay, so let's put him at 5.
And then other comedians that are quite healthy, you've got Dalen Oliver that was mentioned.
He's mentioned. Okay, so let's put him in at number 2.
He was a teacher,
let's still get
so
a 4 and a 3.
Educated as well.
Norba.
And that Star Wars comedian?
Vittorio Leonardo.
Vittorio, on the healthy scale.
Yes. Yeah.
He looks, how he the
looks
hell
healthy like a Rano.
Yeah.
No, Vittorio, I walk up the stairs with Vittorio. And he said, why did you park upstairs? I said, I didn't. I just wanted to see you walk up the stairs.
Let's go back down the stairs.
And then Mel Sibirochen comes in it.
On the healthy scale.
On the healthy scale.
Does he drink?
Copiously.
Okay. Does he smoke?
Yes.
Poor Pops is healthy.
What kind of health system are you running?
Because we were trying to get guys that see, if you're a successful comedian, then you're more easily insurable. But in order to become a successful comedian,
you have to drink and smoke and
whore. You have to drink and smoke. You have to be bullied at school. That's the only thing that qualifies Eric as a comedian is the fact that he was bullied at school.
Yeah.
He still gets bullied.
Tell today.
So Mel Miller would be on the healthy scale then by your scale. He's because he's survived.
Yeah.
So it's like in a petri dish. They've put a thing there.
Yeah.
They put other bacteria in, and the original base bacteria ate that bacteria.
Yeah. But you're also quite healthy, as is Joe Rasdin, because you do a lot of golf days.
So now we're into like a top 10 then. So you're putting me, Dave Levinson, into a healthy category.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You run.
But with the awareness that you're getting on in age, you have to be on the lookout.
You have to start looking.
Mm. Yeah.
Then you do you know a guy called Hannes Brimmer?
Vaguely.
Do you put him on the scale? It's because I saw a tweet this morning. Martin Evans says,
I was just going to say, where can
I weigh myself?
Yeah. Without having to join a gym.
Do you think Martin Evans runs out of shit to say on Facebook ever?
Never. Do you think he could go buy a scale?
He's got no money. He lives in a bookcase.
Yeah, so first was buying, like, where can I weigh myself without joining a gym, getting medically examined, or buying a scale?
I said to him, you go to Clicks.
What happened to those machines where you put 2 rand?
When was there ever a machine that you could put 2 rand in?
You're in Boxburg, we
people used to love them.
Right next to that girl with polio.
Yeah.
Remember
the fiberglass girl with the machine.
There by the adult nappies.
No.
Outside the shop.
Out the shop.
And there was a guy in Springs who used to make his living from those scales. It was 2 cents. So that's how old they were. 2 cents to weigh yourself. And this guy bought 1,000 of them from America. So everyone in Springs was weighing pounds. We didn't know how much we weighed. But why doesn't Martin Evans go to Clicks and say, I'd like to buy a scale, please. Can I try it out?
Yes.
And then try out standard three or four.
And go, I'm too heavy on this one.
No, yeah, just no, like, this one's not comfortable on my feet. My scale I bought has got a computer on the side where you load your information in.
Yeah.
And it takes your height and your age
and tells you that
your weight. It gives you your body mass
and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what that is, your BMI.
But Martin, I don't know if a normal scale is going to work for him because he carries the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Shame, man, that poor man.
Yeah, he'll have to get in.
What you got to ask is, he's woken up now. That Facebook post was this morning.
Yes.
And the first thing on his mind is, where can I weigh myself?
And he did it officially as well. It was that old recommendations kind of. Yeah.
Hey, Facebookers, what do you think? Have you seen people there like, restaurants and go. This fucking Eric, he puts it there, series to watch, and go.
Yeah.
And the first one's like, hey, fucking, there's a thing on Netflix that rates the shows.
Yeah.
That's from Kate Goliath.
I'm lazy to read. Just tell me what the fuck you're watching and I'm going to watch
it. If you just go series and go, you're putting yourself in a difficult position because then people are going to refer you to shows that you've already seen. And then you go, oh, that was a waste of data somebody.
Yeah. Okay, so when you wake up in the morning, Dr. Alvin Fashir, what is on your mind as a comedian? So last night I was at a gig where actually your friend Hannes was there.
Yes.
He came on and just did 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That is a healthy comedian.
Yes.
Mind.
Yeah, I heard he was
stupid.
Fantastic.
He was not bad.
Yeah.
But what was nice is the host made the room nice. Dave Levinson, number 4 on the healthy comedian scale.
Yeah.
Hosted that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like a healthy host.
You mean somebody and an exorcist?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm saying is this.
Yes.
As a healthy comedian last night, what did you wake up this morning with on your mind besides a hard on?
Well, I always have to be careful because, I mean, we live and thrive on laughter and a potential medical condition that can reveal itself is that you're all scared.
Yes, ek het so lekker gelag.
Ek het amper.
Yeah. No one's ever. Ek het my hoog geskeer.
Ja.
Wag, ek bedoel amper.
Amper.
Yeah. So for overseas listeners, I almost tore my ass.
Yeah,
I was laughing so much.
Ek het my gat geskeer.
Whoa. Within an English, I laughed so much I shat myself.
That's
the high risk.
I ran once after having butternut soup from Checkers. I ran
so 5 much.
Ks, and on my I've got a little watch that times you, and I felt the butternut soup because butternut soup's already soup.
Yeah,
doesn't have to come out as anything other than soup.
It already looks like diarrhea.
So and I felt the butternut soup arriving a little bit earlier to the departures, and I ran that last K in 3:40.
Sebastian, go!
That is very fast for a kilometer.
Yes,
and then I still had to do a hand plug. I don't know if you know what that is. The sex show's after us, they can talk about it.
Yeah.
But I had to do a hand plug where you take your first three of your best fingers.
Yeah.
And you plug it. And then
did it not seep through.
And
you
still
like
ran
gaps.
In 3 minutes.
And ran into the house and just made it with a little bit because running shorts are not absorbent.
No.
Not at all.
They're poly shorts, you know.
They were poly shirts.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's good to talk about health.
But see, the thing is, you could laugh about that, and you can laugh about that. That's the great thing about
it. You said, Dad, you're 48 and you sharted. I'm like, yes, my boy, it can happen to anyone. I just want to. Oh, why am I speaking like Batman? I'm Batman. I shat my pants.
You know what I think,
but what I'm saying is what we're talking about. I laughed so much, I shat in my pants.
Yes.
I didn't. I ate butternut soup. I went for a run. I shat in my pants.
Yeah.
There was no laughing until afterwards when I went, that was quite funny.
Look, I think you should be grateful.
There was laughing when you told me.
I'll do it like a David Carr joke. Oh. I was running. Yeah.
I think you should be grateful that it happened while you were running and not halfway between Beaufort West and Koelsberg in your car.
Have you shat in your car? Is that what you blamed it on your kids?
I've shat in parking lots.
Yeah, well, next,
but
next
not in
podcast,
my car because it doesn't come out. You know that the soos kak op 'n wolkombers
doesn't come
it's
out.
It's like kak op 'n kars.
You're bringing up a lot of Afrikaans sayings now. So shit
this
on a blanket.
Very, very idiomatic today.
Yeah,
nice.
Yes.
Oh, next week we're talking to a guy who's climbing Mount Kilimanjaro with a team of people to save the Sandton SPCA.
Wow.
Did you know the Sandton SPCA was in big poo?
But
talking about
poo.
maintain. Yeah. They've been told they have to leave the premises. And the Sandton SPCA is one of the biggest in Johannesburg because it feeds the whole of Alexandra up that way to the east, but Kempton and that way as well.
If you take a dog to the SPCA in Sandton, does it have to have a pedigree?
The Sandton SPCA is in Alexandra. He's just named himself really badly. Hey,
everyone thinks they got money. They're like,
it was in 1975, I'm guessing.
1975. Hey, this is Sandton border. Yeah. And there was like, name my bride, this is Alexandra. Why are you speaking colored?
Yeah,
yeah, it was 1975. We were allowed there then.
Yeah. We're still living here almost.
Yeah, yeah. We got chucked out. We got thrown out in the last.
They told us to go to Eldos.
Yeah, we had to leave.
I don't even know why I'm speaking like that because I don't even sound like that.
I only do Cape Town. So now, Dr. Fashir, we're having a guy climbing Kilimanjaro to save the SPCA next week. Mountain climbing, health, comedians. Tell us about it.
Well, mountain climbing is something I wouldn't suggest to comedians because generally they don't have a grip on reality. Comedians don't have a grip on reality, so I wouldn't suggest mountain climbing because they don't have a grip on anything, really.
So, but now I've been offered to go with. Yes. I'm going to go climb Kilimanjaro. That racing driver died.
Can I have your car?
Yeah, of all.
I said, I'm leaving you my pawn.
Great.
She wants my car.
But your homemade porn, because that's comedy.
That's comedy.
It's just like a couple of quick gags.
You know what the whole time was? The camera wasn't even facing me. So you just see my slippers, and you can hear like my mouse clicking. So you can't even see what I'm doing.
And
I'm like, oh, fuck, again.
But is it kind of quiet until right at the end where you just hear a singular...
No, I don't even make a noise. What is you get half an hour in those shops.
Yeah.
So someone said, what are you going to do with half an hour free internet? I'm like, I could get it down to 2 minutes, babe. Yeah. I really don't need half an hour. I can have a what's called a power wank.
A speed wobble.
Yeah. You just need to get some tension release and back to work.
Yeah.
And those are, I think, people
like
at offices.
In the ad break in the news.
That's how that lady died at Eskom. She was in her office.
Wow.
So no, mountain climbing, you don't suggest comedians do it. Would you like to come with me? Because I need to get to.
Well, I think if you're going to choose a mountain as a comedian to climb, Kilimanjaro is a good one because Kili is tickle in Afrikaans. Well,
I thought you were talking about Kiriboni.
No.
I think that I've been offered to go with. It's 10,000 rand.
Rand.
It's everything paid for you. Obviously,
why don't you just give that to
Tanzania.
This, yeah.
Where is Kilimanjaro?
It's in Africa.
Again,
it's north of the equator, I believe.
But don't you find that my interviewing style is...
And it's about 5,000 meters above sea level.
Well done. Yeah. Are you Googling this?
No, I just know it. And Everest is about 8,000. So it would be a greater achievement if you... But let me put it this way. Mount Everest is like the Daily Show. And Kilimanjaro is like headlining at Goliath.
I get you. So I'm headlining a Goliath. But if I climb the mountain...
Being the white guy on blacks only.
Okay. So that's Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
Okay, so Everest is the Daily Show.
Yeah.
All right, well, one day I'll be on the Daily Show, but you've got to climb somewhere. You've got to start somewhere, man. Yes, you've got to learn to run before you crawl, China.
Well, you could start with Opie Kopi.
Hey, I'm like a bull in a shop, China.
You've got to learn to run before you crawl.
Dog. Hey,
I'm like a bull in a shop, China.
Who needs
too many cats spoil the tea, eh? Take a horse to the water, but what if it drowns, eh? Okay, so Dr. Alvin Fashir, it's good to have you on here. We spoke about health, we spoke about mountains.
And I honestly think the South African comedy industry is in a healthy place. We're seeing lots of young acts coming through the ranks. We're seeing established acts still working.
Why are you being all serious now? This wasn't meant to be serious.
Because comedy is serious business. It's tragedy plus time, remember?
Where were you last night that you arrived at a gig after? I mean, Hannes, where was he last night?
Apparently he was at Parker's, where he will also be tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay, good. This is nice. All right.
Yes.
There was a guy on the show, I won't say who it was, in Tosh. He called him. It was the best name. He said, I don't like working with the... And I said, who is it? He said, I can't say. It's Jurassic Parker.
Jurassic.
So Joe's coming on the show. We're going to have him on. But here's the deal. Brandon, anything happening in your life, comedy-wise? Are you coming to Fire and Ice tomorrow night?
I'm looking after. I'm babysitting your child. So I'm technically, I am helping the comedy industry.
Tonight I'm hosting Dylan Oliphant's one-man show called Thank Colonialism Later. And tomorrow night I'm at the Fire Nice Hotel in...
Are you with us?
Melrose, yes.
Are you coming there?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm at Menland.
Oh, shit. No, no, no. I'm at...
I'm sorry, man. Alright, well, here's a song to say goodbye. At the close, I want to thank Dr. What the fuck was your name?
Alvain Fischer.
Okay. Can you send greetings to Hannes Brimmer?
Yes,
and tell him to stop. You know what? Every time I see him, he says, Dave, please can I be on your podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Please, this is Hannes all the time. Begging me to be on the fucking thing. And I said, Hannes, you're not quality enough to be on the show.
I think he wants to be on your podcast so that he can tell people to listen to the Casper Radio show at 11.
Also, when you have a guy on Cliff Central on your show, on a show that's on after your show, you know you've run out of guests.
Yes. Yeah.
All the comedians are in Grahamstown. Go to the Grahamstown Festival if you have time and you have nothing to do. Enjoy. This has been... The Just Now Comedy Podcast. When's it on?
We'll see
Just
you.
Now. Just
okay,
now.
Cheers, Brandon. Cheers, Eric. Cheers, Hannes. Cliffcentral.com.